This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A longtime Steamboat Springs business owner died skiing at Steamboat Resort Tuesday. 70-year-old Pete Vandekar owns Backdoor Sports on Yampa Street. No other details were released as of press time. Steamboat Radio sends our deepest condolences to the Vandekar family. If you're headed into the backcountry, be aware of avalanche conditions, especially after all the heavy snow and multiple avalanche warnings at the beginning of the week. Brian Lazar with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says more snow is expected Thursday and Thursday night.
This will continue to add fuel for wind-drifted snow, and it's going to be those wind-drifted slopes at the higher elevations, particularly in thin rocky areas, that remain the most dangerous.
Check conditions at colorado.gov/avalanche. The heavy snow has presented another danger. The city of Steamboat Springs says be aware of how much snow is on your roof, whether it can slide off and create a snow slide. Snow can drift over the edge of a roof and ice can build up on structures. That snow and ice can break off and fall on someone who might be walking below. Dr. Matthew Neal, the superintendent of the Moffitt County School District, has been named to the Colorado Department of Education State Review Panel for this year. He's one of two superintendents statewide, and it's his fourth year on the panel. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners today has a special board meeting with Roy Tipton and the Office of Development Services for the county. They'll review an offer for some county-owned property at 539 Barclay Street. Steamboat Gravel Ride organizers are hosting a rural community information session in Hayden at 5:30 at the Granary tonight. This year's Steamboat Gravel Ride is June 28th and 29th, with events in Steamboat Springs and Hayden. The Tracks and Trails Museum in Oak Creek has a talk tonight on timber and logging in South Route with historian Paul Bonifield. It's at 5:30 at the museum. Join United Way of the Yampa Valley for some coffee, community, and conversation at 9:30 on Thursday. It's a new gathering on the first and third Thursday of every month at the Yampa Building, 775 Yampa Avenue in Craig. Jen Bruin is the executive director of United Way of the Yampa Valley. She says bring your friends and neighbors and connect with others in the community.
It's just for human connection, and it's winter, and we all need it. We all need to be able to maybe talk about the issues that are going on in our lives and in our community, and just share good stuff that's going on too. It's just human connection over some coffee and pastries that United Way of the Yampa Valley will provide. But again, no agenda, just conversation.
The United Way gathering is free and made possible by a grant from Yampa Valley Community Foundation. Meet Smokey Bear at Steamboat Resort on Thursday at the top of the Why Not Trailhead at 1 o'clock. It's a free tour to learn about local wildlife. You'll need a lift ticket. 10 U.S. athletes have been named to compete in the 2025 FIS Nordic World Championships in Norway. February 27th is when it starts. Six are from Steamboat Springs: Alexa and Haley Brayback, Annika and Nicholas Malasinski, Ella Wilson, and Eric Lynch. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.